Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. Today is Gimel Tammuz, which is the Yortzeit of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And therefore I thought it would be gewaldig to learn some of his Torah. This is based on a sicha he gave in Yutes Iyar and on Shabbos Parshas Vayakel B'Kudei in the year Tovshin Memhei in 1985. And I saw it in the Sefer Ginas Bisan HaMelech. And I'm sure it's also in the Likutei Sichos, I just don't know where. In any event, this is more of a Lamda Shashir, and what the heck, Lubavitcher Rebbe was a Moiridik Lamdan. The Rambam writes in the 18th parak of Hilchas Sanhedrin, at the end, the Rambam writes that Gzeiras HaKosuv Hi She'ein Memisim Beisdin V'lo Malkin Es Adam Bodoas Piv El Alpi Shnayim Edim. It's Gzeiras HaKosuv, it is a divine decree that the Beisdin doesn't kill or give malchus based on a person's own admission. If a person admits doing something that would be mechayiv him misa or malchus, the Beis Din doesn't carry out the punishment, even though we paskin that hodas baal din kameidim dami. That is only to be mechayiv mamon. To be mechayiv mamon, the hodah of the baal din is like 100 edim, and he can be mechayiv himself mamon, but not to be mechayiv himself misa or malchus. The Radbaz there on the Rambam says, the Efshalos is Ktsas Tam, and I can give a little bit of a reason that we're mechalik between Mammon and Nefashos, that Mammon and Yoni Mammon, you can be Moida and you can be mechayiv yourself to pay, and Nefashos you can't. So he says, L'fisha'ein nafsho shaladam kinyanu ala kinyan akarush baruchu. A person's nefesh is not his own, his soul, his body is not his own kinyan, it's the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Perches, Pasuk Dalet, HaNefashos Li Heina. And therefore, Hilkach Lo Soil Hoidah Soi B'davar She'eino Shaloi. His Hoidah, you can't be Moida on something that's not yours, and your body is not yours. Umalkos Palgad Misehu, and Malkos is a half a death. So therefore, you can't be Moida on Misa Malkos because it's not your body. But your mammon is yours, and therefore you can be moidin mammon hadas baldin kameidim dami. Uvim kolzani moidish gzeres malchus shalolim vein laharher. And with that, I'm a mod, I admit that it's the gzer of the king of the world, and therefore you can't have any shilas. But I'm just trying to give you a little bit of a reason, a little bit of an explanation, and that is that the nefesh of a person is not his own kinyan, it's the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's incidentally why Rav Zevin has a beautiful article in his Sefer Lor HaLocha about Mishpat Shylock, about the famous play of Shakespeare. It'd be more famous if I'd actually read it. But from what I remember, it was that somebody obligated himself that if he doesn't do what he's obligated himself to do, then they can take a pound of his flesh as payment. And Rav Zevin discussed from a halachic perspective, is somebody allowed to do that? And he quotes, of course, this Radbaz, who says that the nefesh of a person is not his own kinyan, it's the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person has no right to forego a pound of his flesh. Ouch! So that Tayir Yidden is the article of Rav Zevin. I direct you there to the Sefer Lo'or HaHalacha. That is also the idea behind an abortion. A woman says, it's my body, I can do whatever I want with it. And the Torah says, no, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's body. So, L'chayra, we have to ma'ayin in the Radbaz, says Lubavitcher Rebbe. Why is Nefashos any different than Mammon? We said that Nefashos is the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you can't say in the Nefashos that you're going to give up your soul, you're going to be moida, that you're chayiv misa, or that you're chayiv mammon. But the whole world is the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mammon also, liya kesef liya zovni um Hashem. Mammon is also the kinyan of Hashem. So just like you can't be moida in Nefashos, that you're giving up, you can't be giving up your nefesh, you also can't give up your mammon, because the mammon is not yours. The mammon is a kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So minayin lanu this chiluk between mammon and nefashos. Nefashos, we said, is the kinyan of Hashem, therefore you can't give up your nefesh. But mammon you can give up. Mammon is also the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Lubavitcher Rebbe's kasha. And therefore he says we have to say that even though the whole world is ba'abdu ba'aluso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, with respect to a person, Rishus HaAdam, there is a difference between Nafsho, and Mimono. So, I was thinking when I saw this, we're going to be Ma'arich in this Kasha, in this Mahalach that Lubavitch Rebbe presents, but I was thinking of the Pasha Teretz, that in Nefashos, if a person gives up his Nefesh, so it's gone. He's dead. He's no more. And therefore it's not in the Rishus of Hashem anymore because it doesn't exist. Or even Malchus, the person's losing half of his body, he's losing his health. Whereas Mammon, it remains in the Rishus of Hashem because it just goes from one person to the next. So that's what I thought. And then I look down here in the footnote and Lubavitcher Rebbe says the same thing. So Baruch Shekivanti Ladas Gedolim. However, he says from the Pashas, Lashon Radbaz, it's Mashma, that there's a chiluk in the... not with respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even in the bilus of a person. He says in the bilus of a person that the nefesh of a person is kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the mammon is his. Why is the mammon more his than his nefesh? Mammon belongs to Hashem, and nefesh belongs to Hashem. So therefore we have to say that there's a fundamental difference between nafshoi and memoinai. The nefesh of a person, the life of a person, is given to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tor pikadon. It's not in his bilus, like the Alter Rebbe Paskins in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Ein la'adam rishus al gufo klal la'akoso. This is also brought down by Rav Zevin in his Sefer Lor HaLocha, that a person doesn't have rishus to say, hey, hit me, beat me up. So he has no, it could say, Asr la'adam lahakas is gufo. He's not allowed to hit himself. He says, no, Ein la'adam rishus al gufo klal akos. So he can't hit himself. He can't have other people hit him because he doesn't have rishus on his body. It's not his. And therefore, a person is, Musar is warned not to be mazik his guf. Not only is there Isser involved, but also Medine kinyanim, that he has no rishus. He has no bailus on his guf. Because the guf belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is only given to him as a pikadon. So we have a yesod here that the guf is a pikadon, and a person has no bailus, a person has no ownership on his guf. Mashenken memonu shel adam was given to a person, ba'oifen, that he becomes a bailim on this mammon, like the pasuk says, v'ha'aretz nosan livnei adam. The mammon of a person was given to a person that it was given to him. He has bailus on his money. And the fact that a person, as Paskins the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Tzarech Lizar b'ma'odo shel la'avdo v'lo kako lo la'zigo, you're not allowed to destroy your money, is not because the money's not yours, the money's taka yours, but it's an iser mitzad ba'al tashchis. However, the money is really yours, so you have bailus over the mammon, and you don't have bailus over your goof. Now this isn't a stira to liya kesef liya zav mum Hashem, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and therefore he has bailus over everything. That's bailus klalus. But and even when a person has money, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take it back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always retains his bailus. But nevertheless, a person still has, together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bailus over his mammon. He has bailus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bailus. And therefore, hodas baldin kemeidim dami, you can forego your money, and you can be moedin, somebody else can take your money, because you have enough bailus to be mochel on your money. Mashenkein b'nogeya l'gufo v'nafsho, what's nogeya to your body, to your soul, that's only a pikadon. There you have no bailus. And therefore, if a person wants to say that I'm chayav malchus, we don't listen to him, we don't give him malchus, we don't give him misa. And we can bring a raya from this chiluk between the goof and nefesh of a person and his mammon from the din of birchas hanen. Chazal say, it's also brought lahalacha in the Rambam in the first parak of Lachos Brachos and Halacha Beis, that a person is not allowed to be nanim in olam hazav loy bracha, and anybody's nanim in olam hazav loy bracha is mo'al ki'ilu nanim ikotche shemayim, as if he's getting hanoah from kotchem, as it says, L'Hashem ha'aretz u'meloa. So you have to make a bracha before your nana mi'olam has it, but you're only chayv to make a bracha if your goof is nana, achila, shtia, v'chadoyme. Masha'en kein, when you ha'anas mama, when a person gets money, a person makes a lot of money, so there is no bracha. So yes, when a person has a toivo, he makes a bracha of a toivo meitiv, but that's not a bracha anano to be matter in anano. That's shevach v'hoidah like a baruch hu. But the bracha that we make, the bracha we make on food and drink, is to be matir the hano. So why don't we need a bracha to be matir hanas mamon? Whereas we don't need a bracha. Whereas we do require a bracha to be matir hanas haguf. In both of them, a person is being nanim and oilam hazeh, and it's l'shem aratz and melar. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why isn't it mi'ila kilu nanim ikatshi shemayim when he's nana hanas mamon below bracha? So based on what we're saying, that there's a difference between the bilus of a person over his mammon and over his guf, we can say the following, that with respect to the nefesh and guf of a person that are the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you have no bilus over them. So the hanos are also like the guf itself. The hanos are also the kinyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore if a person's nana, the gufom in ha'olam hazeh, so it's kadshi shemayim, he's not allowed to be nana, because the guf isn't even his. So therefore, when he gets hanas haguf, it's not his, and that he has to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to make a bracha. And that it says in the Gemara that before bracha it's kachay shemayim, and after the bracha it's va'aras nasan levnei adam. So that doesn't mean that after you make the bracha, it becomes your kinyan. Because even after we eat, we say brach shachanu mishalo. But rather, after you make the bracha, there's no din of kachi shemayim that are asr bahana, and it's mutter to be nana. But you're not being nana from what belongs to you. You're being nana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to you that you can enjoy it and you can eat it and drink it. But it still belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just matir the iser hana. Masha'enkin. So there we understand by gufo, you have to make a baracha because it belongs mamish to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your guf belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is given to you as a bikadon, and therefore the hana from olam hazeh that you're getting with your guf also belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to make a baracha to take be mafkiyat from the din of kachri shamayim. Masha'enkin. The nechasim of a person, the money of a person, mitzaratzim, aren't called kachri shamayim because they were given to the bailus of a person, and therefore you don't need a bracha to be matir hanas mamon. So we have mitzvahs with our mamon to make you realize that it also it's bailus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it would, since this is also if you earn your own bailus, you own your money, therefore it doesn't require a bracha to be mafkia, the din of kachi shemayim, when it's your guf, which isn't even yours in the first place. So that belongs completely in the domain of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to make a bracha to be matir hanas haguf. Masha ein kein, when you get hanas mamon, so there, it goes completely into your rishus. That's not considered kachi shemayim, and the what you eat is still God's even after you make the bracha. But the mammon, once it goes into your rishus, it becomes completely yours, and therefore it's not necessary to make a bracha to be matir the hanan. When you make a bracha on the food, it still remains Hashem's. And now you're being nana from Hashem's. You're matir the kachri shemayim. Mashen came the mammon. Mammon doesn't require a bracha in the first place because it's not kachri shemayim. It becomes completely yours. It's together with Hashem's. But it's also in your rishus. Mashen came again the hanos of the guf. The guf is only a pikadon. It's not really yours. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. Now, the Radbaz says that there's a chiluk between the guf of a person and the mammon of a person. So on one hand, it's gzeres malka shel olam, but the lashon of the Rabbaz is efshar losis ksas tam. So the Rabbaz says efshar losis ksas tam to be mechalik, to explain why a person can't be mode, and because he says and be mechalik himself miso malkus lefish ein adam nafshe shel adam kinyano, doesn't belong to him. But why? What's the difference between mammon? That the Rabbaz doesn't explain. Difference between mammon. Why is mammon given to him only as given completely to him, that he has bilus over the mammon, and he doesn't have bilus over his neshama, over his guf? So the answer is that in the guf and the neshama, you see the bilus nikeres ba'alus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every day we say neshama shenasata bi. Every day we get a new neshama. This chelek eloikai mimal, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is now mechuyev in Torah and mitzvahs. The Admor HaZaken, the Alter Rebbe, writes that the guf is kli shel kodesh. The guf is pretty holy. And the guf feels the kedusha of the neshama. Even in the guf of a Jewish person, there's kedusha. Uvana v'chayata mikol am v'loshon. It's talking also about our goof, says the Tanya at the end of the 49th parak. And therefore, you can't have bilus over something that so clearly belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mash'en kein mamon, where you don't see the bilus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo nikeres ba'aluso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since the Torah was given in this world, where the bilus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not nikar, so therefore in Dinei Torah, a person has rishus and bilus over his mammon, over his nechasim. So you also have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu has bilus, but since it's not clear, so we consider it as if you also have complete bilus. And based on this, the Rebbe says you can also explain a halacha that divrei Torah. It says in the halacha, Gemara Sanhedrin, Beis Sofon Beis, the Rambam, beginning of the third parak of Hilchos Eidus, that divrei Torah, both dinei mamonos and dinei nefashos, you have a din of jurishin chakira. You have to do a great investigation before, ask a lot of questions to the eidim before carrying out the punishment. But the Rabbi said that dinei mamonos don't require jurishin chakira. In order not to lock the door in front of borrowers, that people aren't going to want to lend money to borrowers because they're afraid that the borrower is going to be kofer and the edim are going to make a mistake and the guy's going to lose his money. So therefore, we don't ask too many questions in order that people, because if we'd ask the edim too many questions, they might make a mistake. And then if they make a mistake and the aid is kofer, so if the loaf is kofer, so this man is going to lose his money, the malva is going to lose his money, and therefore he's not going to want to lend in the first place. So in order that the malva should be lending, we erase the necessity of drisha and chakira with respect to mamonos. However, midin Torah, we do have drisha and chakira and mamonos. So why min haTorah do we have Jerisha and Chakira by Mamonos? Why do we ask a lot of questions of the Eidim by Mamonos? So the answer is that min haTorah everybody has a Cheskas Kashrus. So assuming that since the Torah is assuming everyone's Cheskas Kashrus, therefore we're not Choshesh that like Rashi says in the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, that the Eidim are going to be Kofer. The Eidim are going to be Kofer, and then the Lova is going to be Kofer. Excuse me, the Lova is going to deny it, and the Eidim are going to make a mistake, and the guy's going to lose his money. He's not going to want to lend in the first place, and therefore we erase the Drishin Hakira. But Midin Torah, we're not afraid, we're not concerned that the Lova is going to be Kofer, because we assume everybody has a Cheskos Kashrus. But now, Rabu HaRamayim, there are a lot of liars, there are a lot of cheaters, there are a lot of stealers. So the rabbis had to make takanas, Kadesh lo tinol delos bifnei lovin, that people would continue lending money to borrowers. So we see that there's a yiridas hadoros. So there's a yiridas hadoros. Really, you can say on two ends: A, that the rechoshish, that the lov is going to be kofir, and the edim are going to make a mistake, and maybe also rechoshish, that the malve is going to be refrain from lending the money. So that's all rabbinic. So rabbinically, they said, we don't want there to be people stop lending. We don't want to, because the lova is going to be kofir, the malva is not going to want to lend the money, so we don't want that to happen. And memela, there's going to be no drisha and chakira, so that we can assure that we're not going to ask the edim too many questions, and we can be assured that the malva is going to lend the lova money because he knows he's going to get it back. That's all mitzad divrei chachamim. Aval mitzad dvar Torah, which is the ideal state when the Jews are like the way they're supposed to be in their cheskas kashrus, there's no place for this chash that the love is going to be kofer and the malve is not going to want to lend him money. What's the explanation? Says the Rebbe, mitzad dvar Torah, ein kol memono shel adam b'shusa ba'alusa l'gamri. According to din Torah, all of a person's money is not even his. Only what he uses for divrei rishus, like it says in the Gemara, kol ma'asecha, lashon of the Mishnah. In Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, kol ma'asecha, all of our ma'asim are divrei rishus, are l'shem shemayim. So, since it's given to him to be used, gefir ritzono, he's allowed to do it. He's allowed to use it for his own divrei rishus. So therefore, the Torah gave it to him, midin Torah, it's birshuso b'baluso. Masha'enkein, the money that a person needs in order to do mitzvahs lechatchila, it isn't even his, and it's only a pikadon, just like nafsho, in order that he can do chepzei shamayim. And that's what the the Rayatz, the Lubavitcher Rebbe's father-in-law, writes with respect to tzedaka and lending money, kaspe hamalve, dzeh masha ha'asher choni lani arein shaloi klau, u'shel Hashem anim tzeh lo bepikada alayis v'zman kavu. It's not even his. We have to know that the money we give to tzedaka, the money we lend, is not even ours. And therefore there's no chash midin Torah when people are in their ideal state of tinel delos and fnei aloven. Why? Because when there's a mitzvah of gemilus chasodim, avada, the person is going to do the mitzvah because it's not even his. And he's not going to refrain from lending the money because of the chash. Maybe the lova is going to be kofir. The malva isn't going to do that because it's not even his money. It's not even his. And God told him to lend money to the ani. And that's what the remez is. Dvar Torah, echad dinei mamonos v'echad dinei nefashos, needs drishin chakira, because when a person is, as he should be, Dvar Torah, as the Torah wants him to be, he understands that there's really no difference between nafsho and mimono, echad dinei mamonos v'echad dinei nefashos. Both the money he has to do mitzvahs and his nefesh are not even his, they're just a pikadon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after you read this Hadoros, the world is different. Person feels that there's a difference between nefashos and mamonos. The nefashos we know is God's, but the mamonos he feels is his, and therefore they were afraid that the malva is not going to lend the lova because the lova might deny it, and the malva is afraid he's going to lose his money. So the maskanas hadvarim, we see the difference between a nafsho and mimono, that nafsho is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's given to us only as a pikadon from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mimono is given to us for ourselves. However, as we saw now, it's given to you to use l'shem shamayim for the right things. However, what's to be used for a mitzvah, that isn't even yours in the first place. And therefore we said Dvar Torah, that midin Torah there can be drishin chakira, because the malva is not going to refrain from lending the lova, even though the lova might be kofir, because the malva knows that it isn't even his money, it's not even for him to decide. So your money is not even yours, it's mamish not bebaluso. Only the money that's the divrei rishus is bebaluso. After the yuridus adoros, then people feel that it is bebaluso, and therefore you have to make a takana, that because the malva is going to be afraid to lend. But in ideal state he realizes that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. And all the money that he's using for a mitzvah, Mashenkein, the money that he's given for a shus, is bevaluso. Mashenkein, his nefesh, is completely bevaluso, shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Torah, in the Navi, in Yeshayo, Atem Eidai Neum Hashem, we are the Eidim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea of Eidus is to be Megala Dabar HaSasum. If it's mamish clear to everybody, there's no need for Eidus. If it's a Dabar Da'asid Legluye, there's no need for Eidus, like it says in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Chof Beis and Beis, and the Eidus, Dabar HaNe'elam L'gamrei. So our job is to be Eidai in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eidai in this world, in this Oilam. Oilam is Milashon He'elam, to show that everything in this world is really, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he gave it to us as a pikadon, or whether we do have bailus over it, but to see that everything we have, at the end of the day, we said, still liyah kesef liyah zov nu mashem, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also lets us use it, but everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's our job, to be made, to show the whole world how our guf and our mamon, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he tells the famous story of one of the great chassidim of the Alter Rebbe, Rabbi Yamin Kletzker, who used to have a wood business. So one time he made a big cheshbon of all of his business, of his money, and he writes, Pesach HaKol, after everything is said and done, well, how much is there? Ein oid milvado, meaning after being oisek in all in Yanei Olam Hazeh, and all the pratim of Olam Hazeh, the conclusion that we come to, the maskana, the tachlis of everything, the tachlis, the cheshbon of all the meschar, of everything we do, where does everything have to lead us to? Everything has to lead us to Ein Oid Milvado, that there is nothing else besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we're able to try to reveal that in our own lives and reveal it to the world, we'll be zocha very soon that it's going to be apparent to all. Eidus will no longer be necessary, as it says in the pasuk, "V'nigle kavod Hashem, v'ro kol basar yachtov, ki pi Hashem diber, Yishayahu Perek Mem Pasuk Hey Bigeula Ha'amitis VeHashleima Al Yidei Mashiach Tzidkenu V'Mehela V'Yameinu Mamish Amen Kein Yehi Ratzon. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.